DACA recipient from Texas busted in Louisiana for smuggling Mexican migrant to Florida, says BP chief. By Bob Price on March 20, 2025. St. Patrick's Day turned out to be a bad day for human smuggling as police in Louisiana arrested a man for driving a Mexican national from Austin, Texas, to Florida. The alleged human smuggler, also a Mexican national, previously received legal status in the U.S. under the Obama-Biden-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Michael Banks tweeted a photo showing the arrest of a Mexican DACA recipient in Louisiana for human smuggling. Banks said the man was driving a previously deported Mexican illegal alien from Austin to Florida. On March 17, U.S. BP agents in Louisiana apprehended a Mexican national and DACA recipient involved in alien smuggling. The individual picked up a Mexican national in Austin, Texas, with plans to transport him to Florida. The DACA recipient was turned over to ICE to terminate his status. pic.twitter.com/697w86by5pc. Chief Michael W. Banks, at U.S. BP Chief, March 19, 2025. Banks said the DACA recipient picked up the previously deported Mexican illegal alien in Austin and was supposed to drive him to Florida. Louisiana Highway Patrol troopers disrupted their St. Patrick's Day plans and placed them both in custody. The duo were turned over to ICE, where the DACA recipient will likely have his status stripped and be deported to Mexico. The previously deported illegal alien from Mexico could face prosecution under 8 U.S.C. 1326 for illegal re-entry after removal. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in federal prison. Illegal actions like these undermine the integrity and privilege of any special immigration program. With privilege comes the responsibility to uphold the law, Chief Banks stated. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.